Our anus is a useful thing indeed. The anus gives relief in time of need. We all have an anus, so no matter what you've heard, remember that anus is the proper word.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Last time I checked, heart is not on every turn of my Instagram reel. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's Taylor fucking Swift. It's Ariana Grande. It's Olivia Rodrigo. It's, you know, it's Bad Bunny. It ain't not heart. Because the average age of a heart listener is 97. I mean, I don't think there's any fear that the heart listeners are going to stand up and cause destruction in this world.
That's wild.
They've got knee problems. They can't even run fast.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yeah, boy! Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the traveling Wilbury of the show, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Let us delay no longer. Let us waste no time. Let us get right into it because I have big news. Big news on the podcast front.
Breaking
big
news
for Brian. Breaking news. You heard it here last. I was right. This is like the third time in the show's history I'm able to say that I was right about something, anything. Really,
okay,
quite frankly.
Good.
So I'm very proud of myself that even though I did no research beforehand and had no statistical facts to back it up, now I do. I've got retroactively right.
What is this piece of truth that you shouted from the mountaintop?
A year ago, I said something that absolutely destroyed the internet. And I mean, got us 2 comments on Instagram. that I admitted that of my 2 showers a day, possibly 3, depending on, you know, how much activity I do. I shower for no reason. No reason. I'm literally peeling my skin off one layer at a time. An ultra hot shower for 45 to 50 minutes a day. I admitted that I didn't know if I always washed my legs.
Oh, right.
Right.
Yeah.
And so many people wrote in and said, you're fucking disgusting. Well, a couple of people did back me up. They're like, really? The water rolls down.
It does.
It does.
No, I'm not an everyday.
You're not an everyday leg washer?
No.
I'm not an everyday leg washer either. And I was right about this, that I said, I think the water just rolls down. Like, do I have to pay extra attention to my legs?
Especially like the shin, past the knee.
Yeah. No,
you know, like I can go thigh.
Yeah. But I do balls. I do scrundle.
Exactly. Right? You're in there.
Yeah, I'm in there. I'm digging. Indeed, trust me.
In between the thighs, so might as well get the thigh.
Yes.
But past the knee.
What's the point? Who's going down there? Who's smelling my shin? I don't know, but I don't think there's a shin fetish.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is, but I don't subscribe to it. And I want you to know that I just read an article in the, I forget where it was, Huffington Post or something, that a doctor says you don't need to wash. Take extra care on your legs because the soap running down your legs and the abrasiveness of the water will do the job.
Exactly.
So I'm just taking to take this all the way and say, why even bother? Just put shampoo on my head and let it roll on down. You know, when you have small children, and you'll know this when you have small kids. When you have small kids, you got to teach them everything. Those fuckers don't come out with a manual in their head. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's true.
They don't come preloaded with software.
The latest version.
Yes, you don't get the wheel of death when they come out. You know, loading, buffering. So you have to teach them everything. And that's including how to bathe. You got to explain to them why it's important. And one of my kids, I'm having a little bit of a moment with him as we're trying to get through the bathing stage. Like, okay, take a shower on your own. Wash this, wash that. And I mean, if I told him, I said, you got to get in your butt so deep, your butt. You might as well just bend over, open your cheeks, and put a scrub brush in there because that's how deep you got to get in your butt. That butthole needs to be clean.
It does.
Your butt, your balls, your armpits, behind your ears, and your hair. You always got to take care of those areas because it will get out of control. Trust me, a guy who knows. A guy who wore the same Doc Martens for 5 years in a row. I know what unbathed smells like and what could do for you. And so I'm teaching him. I'm like, you got to get in that butt crack. Don't be afraid. Get those fingers up there. I mean, if you have to stick a finger in your hole, stick a finger in your hole.
Make sure there's
no extra booty juice down there.
Yeah.
No one wants to smell booty juice. And, you know, you don't want to leave a smell when you get out of the car on someone's upholstery. Okay? All right? When you go to a hotel, you don't want to leave a stain on the bed after you sit down. That's just a fact. Mm-hmm. Everybody should know this. But there aren't, you know, I think there are some people who don't know this. But okay, we'll get past that part. So I am saying I clean every part of my body like a true champ. If I want at any given time, if I was to get into a terrible car, like butthole-related accident, I want those emergency workers. Like if I got into a car accident and one of the springs in my seat got stuck in my ass, I want the emergency workers to go, this is bad. We've never seen anything like this, but man, does it smell good down there. What is he using? I mean, he smells fresh as a daisy down there. I, you know, if I could, I would take a shower every time I pooped. If I could, I would take a shower 100% of the time after I pooped. And as it stands, it's about 90% of the time. You got to clean those areas. But the legs.
That's why I love a bidet. I don't know why they're not more of a thing here.
Well, I think they're becoming a thing here. Mm-hmm. I know some friends who have installed those, like, you know, I don't know what you call them, like add-on bidet, I guess.
I thought about that, but then it seemed complicated and I figured it would just mess up.
Yeah, it's going to mess up.
You need the separate, the separate bidet.
Yeah, what I'm afraid of is, like, you know, it goes rogue or something. Right. And start, you lift off the chair. You
know what I'm saying? Water spraying everywhere.
Yeah, you know those old cartoons where... Like they would hit the fire hydrant and then they would just go flying up in the air, like up and down. Yeah. Like Scooby-Doo or whatever. I'm afraid of that. I'm nervous about that. Uh-huh. I don't want any butthole related accidents if I can avoid them. But if I happen to have one, I want to smell good. And I guess if you get into a bidet accident, you're probably going to have a fresh tuchus, right?
That's right.
A tuchus amok. So I'm telling you, you don't have to wash the lower extremities, according to these doctors, and who these doctors are, I don't know. If they have any specialty in leg-related bathing. Yeah, but I'm telling you right now, I don't think it's necessary to wash your legs every time. If I had to venture a guess, I'd say once every week. If you're like an everyday shower kind of person, which mm-hmm. you should be, absolutely. But if you're an everyday shower kind of person, I would say once a week. Give it a good scrubbing, you know, just kind of go up and down.
Yeah.
And then leave it alone. You don't need to wash your legs, guys. I'm telling you, behind your knees, you know, if you're an extra sweaty person behind your knees, but just leave the rest alone. And now you know what I'm getting into? What is that? A pumice? You know what a pumice is?
The pumice stone?
Hey, I didn't even know what a pumice stone was until I met my lovely wife, who came with a pumice. Like, yes. I got married to her, and one of the things she brought into the marriage was a pumice or a pumice or pumice or whatever the fuck you call it. And so now I'm pumicing my feet.
Yeah, that works.
Ah, so I know this sounds a little effeminate, but I don't give a shit. You should go and have a pedicure every once in a while.
Absolutely, Jeff. I don't, get some. Yeah. Yeah, we go mani-pedis together.
I don't do the mani, but I do the pedi. And I don't love my feet. I don't love feet in general. It's not my thing. But after I got over that, and I found a person that I really like that does it well.
Yes.
I just go for the massage, quite
That's
frankly.
That's what Jeff loves too.
Yeah. I don't
care. He gets
care.
The extra massage.
Cut my nails, mm-hmm. then go for the massage. That warm, soapy lotion that they put on you. This just is lovely. And there's a particular woman who I just love. I love her. I always give her a great tip because I'm like, God, I talk into a microphone for a living. Imagine if this microphone was a foot
right.
and it was just in your face all the time.
I thought about that too.
But you had no control over what foot it was. Mm-mm. You can imagine the kind of insane drama that comes in there.
Oh, yeah.
Dangling toenails, you know, I don't know what you call it, crotch rot. What is that? Gout, whatever you got down there. And everybody wants to stick their foot in your face and tell you about their problems. So I go in there and the first time she's using this pumice and man, does it fucking hurt. And she's like, you gotta do this.
You gotta keep up with it.
A couple times a week at least. Mm-hmm. So now I'm doing it every day. Mm-hmm. But I
love your extreme.
I do. Yeah. Fuck it. I'm in. 100%.
Let me give you twice a day sometimes.
So twice a day, three times a day sometimes. No, I only pumice at night because I don't want to like tear my skin up. Mm-hmm. But That's so then good. I go for a pedi, I don't know, it was like a month and a half ago. And it'd been like 6 months since I'd been. I like to go maybe once a month, maybe once every other month.
Yeah.
So I go, same lady. And she looks at my feet, and it was as if I had cheated on her. She was like, what happened to your feet? And I said, what do you mean, what happened to my feet? And she goes, they're so smooth. You don't have any of this extra dead skin just growing into a big monster on the back of your heel. And I'm a flip-flop guy, so you get like, it gets extra nasty back there. And I said, I'm using a pumice. My wife brought it in here, and she looked so disappointed. She was like, this is why you haven't been in. You don't have any problems I need to take care of. You know, that one time they took a cheese grater to my feet? Cheese grater to my foot.
Those things, I know. I used to like getting that, but then it's not really good for your feet, apparently.
I think I needed it. I think there was an emergency situation.
They had to get in there.
Yeah, I was there one day. This is like, I don't know, the second, third pedi that I get. I was there one day, and then she goes, I'll be right back. And then there was like a convention of, you know,
let me go get the special tools.
There was a convention of older Filipino ladies back there, and they were all like talking and they were looking at me, and I was like, oh, and she comes back out with a fucking cheese grater. And I was like, what's that for? And she's like, it's just a big problem in the back of your feet. And I was like, oh no. Meanwhile, I thought my feet were fine. And then she's like literally like tearing off pieces of skin as if it was Parmesan cheese.
I know.
You know, the waiters come by and they're like, just stop and say when you're done. It was never done. I got a 60 minute foot, you know, procedure, and 45 of it was spent with a cheese grater on my foot. So anyway, don't worry about your legs, guys. It's all taken care of. We've heard from the doctors. Who those doctors are, I don't know. I don't care. But those doctors have agreed with me that you do not need to wash your legs every single time you're in the shower, because the soap running down your body is, quite frankly, enough. It's just enough.
Case closed.
I'm so happy to be right. I was so excited when I saw this, Chrissy. I wanted to pick up the phone and call you, but I figured, hey, she's probably busy. She's not going to be excited. So I send the article to my wife as if she's going to be excited about anything that I do.
Right.
Anything that I do. My wife just desperately tried to get away from me at all times. Hey, before break, I wanted to mention this. We put a shout out to ask if people would come to the Florida shows, and people have responded.
Okay.
And quite a few people actually have said that they will come to the Florida shows. They live in Florida. They'll come to the Florida shows. So thank you to all those who've responded. Now I got a question for you.
I know somebody that's going to come too.
To the Florida shows?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fantastic.
He works with Jeff, and he lives in Florida.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm. He said he'd go.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a, I have to go because it's my,
no,
my friend's wife. I got to go support. I think that's what it is. Let's not pretend that we're important. I don't want you to get ahead about it.
He's a lot of fun. He's a great guy.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. He's like, you're like, oh my God, I think we're going to do a show down in Florida. And he's like, oh, that's great. And in his head, he's calculating. He's like, do I like Jeff enough? Are Jeff and I close enough to have to attend this event? And he said yes in his brain. He's like, oh, that's great. You know, if I'm available on that day, I would love to come support you. Yeah, if I'm in town, which I'm not going to be. What day is it? I'm not going to be. So anyway, people have said yes, they're going to come. And so we're thinking about doing a show in Charlotte, maybe one in Nashville, and then possibly here in Atlanta. So any three of those cities. So basically, if you're in any of the southeastern states, let us know. I don't want to travel too far. That's a thing. I think we should go to New York, but then I'm like, yeah, New York's a different animal.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure Tampa is going to be
great. I love New York,
great.
But I don't know about playing New York. A show in New York.
No, they're just going to eat us alive.
Exactly.
That's it. They're going to show up to some unsuspecting club looking to see actual comedy, and they're going to end up with us two yuckles and yackles over here. Hambone and Hoadley in the morning. And they're going to want their money back. That's like my fear. I swear to God it is.
I know.
I go out of town for the weekend for Mother's Day. And I'm in Charlotte, right? And so I'm like, oh, this is a beautiful city. And this is one of the places, you know, we had bantered about maybe going and doing a show. So I'm there. And it's just a lovely city. And everyone's so lovely. But then at night, watching my show on my phone pillow... And I get this like mini panic attack that what's actually going to happen is unsuspecting people are going to buy tickets to the show and then ask for a refund. And we're going to get the entire crowd is just going to be against us. There's going to be one heckler. But you know how sometimes people heckle and the crowd is like, hey, shut the fuck up, man. I paid to come see this guy. But then there are crowds that just turn all together on people. And I have seen it. And then when it happens, it's ugly. And so... I'm just respectfully requesting.
Thanks for putting that idea even in my head.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was not in my head.
Well, listen, I can't be the only one to have panic attacks about this. I need to share the fear.
I need you to panic as well.
I'm not panicking. I'm not going to be the only one panicking here. You got to panic too. Because I figure if we're both panicking, then at least if I'm not on stage doing well, you'll be with me not doing well too.
Okay.
I don't want to be the only one who does bad. I don't want a video out there on the internet where you're like, you know, cracking jokes and everyone's laughing and I'm stumbling over my words. You know what I'm saying?
I think I'm going to wear sunglasses and act like no one's there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, sunglasses for sure. I'm thinking about wearing a wig, sunglasses and a hat. I'm thinking about doing the show from behind the curtain.
Exactly.
I'll just put a TV up and it'll just have our logo like we used to in the studio.
I think that's the way to do it.
That is the way to do it. You know, a lot of things are on trend right now, and seems like Strange is on trend. I don't know if you're paying attention to that. No, Netflix is a jokes festival that's going on forever.
Yes.
But, and I want to talk about this, but I'll tell you what. What's on trend is being a little strange. Yep. So I think if we go in there weird, we can come out of it smelling fresh. Okay. And so I think behind the curtain, and then maybe they can shine a light down in the curtain so you can see our shadows.
Yes.
But what we're looking at is... it'll just be two shadows on a couch. It's going to be awesome. You're going to love it.
We'll also disguise our voices.
Well, listen, most people don't know us from anything except for the podcast, because if our YouTube is any indication, no one's ever seen what we look like. So there you go. Shine a light, and it'll be like a shadow concert. You're going to love it.
Shadow show.
Shadow show. TCB at the shadow show. What's that? We don't see them. It's just their shadows.
I love this. Oh, I love it.
Chrissy, this is an idea whose time has come. You know, you got to be a little strange if you want to stand out. That's all I got to say.
That is true.
All right. Want to thank this week's guest, Mo Gilligan, for coming on the show. He was wonderful. Yes. We loved him. Of course, now he's blowing up too, everyone. We might get the timing right on this one, but Mo is lovely. Go to his website, follow him on all the social channels, and I know his U.S. tour is over, but he will be back according to him.
Yeah, he said he was coming back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Coming back late this year, early next year. So,
get him into the shadow with us on a show.
Listen, I'm desperately trying to find someone who will agree to come out with us who has some bit of experience.
Exactly, can carry the show.
Yeah, basically. I'm wondering if Kyle Kinane will just do a TCB and Kyle Kinane. Because I'd really like to just go Kyle Kinane and TCB behind him in a shadow box. Muted microphones. Oh, we're just giving people, by the way, food to just destroy us when we get on there.
I know.
Anyway, North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida. If you're in any of those states and you'd like to go to the show, please let us know. That way Chrissy and I can count how many... How many people will be with us in the audience and how many people will be against us? We'll be back.
Well, thank the baby Jesus. Brian took a breath, and now I will use this opportunity to let you know that we've got a brand new phone number. That's right, it's 212-433-3TCB. And you can text us anytime you want. Or you can call and leave us a voicemail, and we might just use your message on the show. Once Brian gets through all the messages he missed last year, of course. Anyway, you can also find and DM us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And of course, all of our audio and video is easily found on tcbpodcast.com. Now I'm going to thank G one more time that we have sponsors. So thank G, and here they are.
I mean, have you been paying attention to the Netflix is a joke?
I've caught some of it, yes.
Holy shit. I love Netflix. I've loved it for a long time. Everybody loves Netflix, right? It's gotten more expensive, and yeah, we have things to complain about. Now there's an ad version and all that, but they're just trying to survive as a company, quite frankly. I think that's what's going on. They've got to eventually make money. It's like Amazon. Amazon lost money forever and ever and ever. They didn't become profitable, I think, until the pandemic, like actually profitable until the pandemic started. But look at what a great service that now Amazon offers everybody. Netflix is very similar. They were the first to do it. They disrupted an entire marketplace. Now there are no blockbusters. Part of me is sad about Blockbuster going. A part of me goes, why the fuck were we driving up to a small box and looking through thousands of movies that they never had anyway to then rent them for $19.99 when I just pay $5.99 or $8.99, whatever it is a month. Netflix, I can say this, has stood behind comedy and stood behind comedians. Even when they are out of favor for some reason, I don't want to go through all the names, but you can kind of pick up on what I'm saying. But this Netflix is a joke festival is no joke. They have really put together quite an amazing festival.
Yeah. Out in LA, right?
LA, I think it's a lot of different places, actually. Most of it is in LA. Yeah. I think it's like kind of ground zero for this. But it's a lot of different venues. Because didn't Leslie Liao was going to play Philadelphia Netflix as a joke or something like that?
Yeah,
or, I don't know. But seems like a quarter of those comedians have been on our show, the Netflix as a joke.
Yes.
They've all, I don't say all, but a lot of them have come through here. And I just think it's great that Ted Sarandos and Netflix are supporting comedy in the way that they are. And what a fucking lineup. It's like
they went all out.
They did. Have you been watching this John Mulaney show that's on, the live one? Mm-mm. Have you watched it? What a weird fucking hybrid of comedy and improv and late night talk show that he put together. Quite frankly, when the commercial started coming out, I'm like, this is going to be a turd of a show. But I was 1,000% wrong. It is fucking hilarious.
Okay, I need to check it out.
Yeah, you do. You really do. It's on live every night, right? Just for a week. It was like on live for a week.
Oh, okay. On Netflix?
On Netflix.
Okay.
Live. I think they're trying to churn the Netflix into a bit of a live platform where they do live shows. Because now they're going to have Mike Tyson and that Dingleberry fight live on Netflix, you know? So I think they're trying to up their live game a little bit. And, you know, if... Do you remember when they had that reunion, the Love is Blind reunion, and the entire app crashed?
Oh,
they couldn't
get it. You were watching that. I didn't watch that one. But yeah, yeah, that was a
big deal.
I
think they've upped their game since that. I think that was like a practice run, and now I think they're doing really well. But Netflix as a joke is really, quite frankly, it's. I commend Netflix. I love that they're supporting comedy in this way. I love that they're not just supporting the big comedians. Like one show, they had Jerry Seinfeld and. You know, Sebastian Maniscalco, and I forget who else was there, Jim Gaffigan, and who was the other one? I can't remember. But everybody who is anybody in comedy has been on this Netflix as a joke festival in some way, shape, or form. And I think it's great. I love comedy. I love comedians. I think it's can be a noble profession. You're making people laugh when maybe they don't feel so hot or things are kind of stressful. And I don't know if you've noticed, but 2024 is kind of a shit show. And it's not going to get better, kids. I think they should have done Netflix as a joke in November. Like, you know what I'm saying?
To end out the year.
To end out democracy or whatever we're going to do. Whatever is going to happen. You know what I'm saying? I think they should have done it then. But I am happy for all of the comedians who we've had on this show who are getting their moment in the sunshine.
Absolutely.
And Netflix is a joke. And I'm also happy that Netflix has decided to go all in big time on comedy. So I'm going to make a prediction here on this show. 2025. Netflix is a joke hosted by the commercial break.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so
we'll put it on the vision board.
This is what I need the audience to do. I don't know why I say audience. This is what I need you to do, that single member, that single listener that's not attached to my family. This is what I need you to do. I need you to write Ted Sarandos and I need you to tell him, let him know that the commercial break is not only ready, we are willing and able to be the grand MC for Netflix is a joke 2025. Because I think you think about this. You and I, behind a big white sheet, let's say Hollywood Bowl, right? The Hollywood Bowl, big spotlight, behind a white sheet, and you and I sit back there, nervously, probably drunkenly, introduce, you know, Jerry Seinfeld, whoever's going to be there, Jerry Seinfeld, you know, Bert Kreischer, whoever's coming out there, Nikki Glaser, whoever it is, we just announce them. And then we break down their comedy act while it's going on. Just like we do with videos.
Okay.
We break it down while it's going on from behind the curtain where, you know, we laugh and make fun of the people who are trying to make other people laugh and make fun of people. What do you think about this?
Yeah, I like that, except they would need to pause. I don't know if we could be doing our show while they're doing their show at the same time.
You see how you turned your microphone off there? That's what we do. That's what we do. I just have a mute button. I have a master mute button, and then I just mute people while they go out there, and then we can talk shit about what they're saying.
Yeah.
That's that, Chrissy. This will make us heroes.
You might be onto something.
Who's going to be funnier, the people out front or the people behind the curtain with the magic mute button talking shit about the... What crowd wouldn't be into this? You get double the comedy. You get the first joke, and then you get the joke that we tell after that about the joke that they told.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we would be in the third level of Inception. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I love this idea, and I think it's an idea whose time has come. And I just need you to write Ted Sarandos. That's Ted@Netflix.com. What if his email was really ted@netflix.com?
It might be.
Don't write it. I'm kidding. We're afraid to do 50 people in Orlando. I'm not going to go to the Hollywood Bowl. So here's what I want to talk about.
We can dream.
We can. Did you see the roast of Tom Brady? Here's really why I'm getting to the point.
Oh, okay. I did not. I've been traveling.
Ew.
And I did not, but I read some things about it.
What do you think about roasts in general?
I think for the right person, it's okay.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm trying to think of some of the other, what was it, Comedy Central?
Oh, yeah, they roasted everybody. Donald Trump, Pamela Anderson. I mean, they did it.
They did it with everybody. I saw some of those, and they could be pretty funny.
I thought that the funniest one was David Hasselhoff was really funny. Yeah. The Donald Trump one was good, too. But yeah, I agree. I think they're definitely funny. But I will say this. I do think sometimes it gets a bit mean-spirited.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I worry about the, like, I don't care who you are. Comedians can take it on the chin. And this is what I've always said. If I can give it, I have to be able to take it. I am a sensitive little baby and I often cry at comments on the internet. But at the end of the day, I know that if I'm throwing darts, I have to be able to have darts thrown. I have to be the dartboard also.
Yeah.
But it's a package. Tom Brady is not a comedian, mm-hmm. right? Either is Robert Kraft or Kim Kardashian. I'm not defending them, but you know, they went hard at Kim Kardashian. Did you hear some
I
of
did.
Those jokes?
Yeah. I didn't see the joke, but I read that. Yeah.
They went hard after Kim Kardashian. And listen, I am no fan of Kim Kardashian at all. I think she's famous for doing nothing. She's famous for being famous. And I'm not here to argue how she got famous or her money. Great. Congratulations for her and her family mm-hmm. and her mom who orchestrated all of this. But at the end of the day, like, people are people and they're human beings. And some of those jokes came out of left field at Kim Kardashian, you know, her beef curtains and all this. I don't want to repeat all of it because I don't remember all of it. But anyway.
That's a good reason.
I wonder how Kim feels after she gets out of that roast.
I'm a little confused on why she was part of
it. She got up and did some of the roast.
Actual comedians did the roasting. But it can just be anybody?
It can just be anybody.
Okay.
Yeah. And so she got up there. I'll tell you what, Jeff Ross, who's like the king of these roasts, he was really fucking funny. But it was that guy, Tony Hale from Kill Tony.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? He went after everybody, and he went hard. And I think it was him who made the joke about Kim Kardashian, specifically about the beef cartons. I can't remember. But I'm not defending Kim or busting on anybody who made jokes about Kim. I'm honestly curious. I wonder how Kim Kardashian feels after she kind of walks into that room and gets busted up like that. What do you think?
I mean,
she's got to have thick skin, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think you've got to have thick skin. And she's, you know, in the end, she can just post another selfie.
Yeah, in the end, she can just pay Elon Musk to wipe her brain
right.
with his new Neuralink.
Exactly, yeah.
She could just pay for it. In total, the roast was really fucking funny. It really was. There was a few parts where I was just like, you know?
Well, I saw that Giselle was kind of upset by, I guess, some of the things that were said. I don't know if that was to do with the family.
It's to do with the kids.
The kids, yeah.
They went at Giselle and the family, and the family dynamics are out there for the world to see. So I guess it's fair game. You know, when you live a public life like that, it's part of the trade-off, I believe. Part of the trade, you get the riches, you get the fame, you get the adoration, you get the people who love you, but then you're also going to get people who dislike you. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a lot of tar thrown on you. And the press is going to be relentless about trying to find out every detail of your life. That is the trade-off. The trade-off is you are one of the top 0.001%, right?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense. 0.001.0. Brian, you're an idiot. You get what I'm saying.
I do.
You are up there in the upper crust, out in the clouds. Few people will ever live like you do. Few people will experience anything. I can guarantee we're not going to. But at the same time, that brings relentless and pressured spotlight on everything that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And so when comedians are making fun of the fact that Giselle supposedly was sleeping with her karate teacher, or, you know, who are the kid's real father or whatever that is. Yeah, I can see how that's hurtful to the family and to the kids. But is it kind of fair game a little bit, like, you know, that you're out there in the public and that's the way that it is?
I guess. I don't know. I don't think the kids didn't choose it.
No, the kids didn't choose it.
I like to leave the kids out of things, but...
I like to leave the kids out of things, yeah, too. But I will say this, is the kids can also pay Elon Musk to wipe their brain with Neuralinks. There you go. The kids are also going to live in the clouds, yeah, in the stratosphere. You know, they're not going... Their feet are never going to touch the ground, mm-hmm, so to speak. And that's not their fault. That's just because they were born to two incredibly famous and, by the way, incredibly talented, beautiful, and good-looking people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you get. When my kids grow up, they're going to be like, why the fuck are you my dad? Why didn't I get someone younger, more talented, better looking? I don't know, kid. That's just the way it is. I think in general, on the roast, everything is fair game. Like, that's part of the roast.
No, that is part of the roast. I mean, and he agreed to it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have to kind of be like, nothing's off limits.
Well, someone made a joke about Robert Kraft. Remember he was down in the massage parlors? Like, he got busted, mm-hmm, in one of those massage,
that's,
parlors,
right,
getting a hand shandy?
That's right.
One of those Jack Shacks?
Yes. I mean, come on.
Come on. That has got to be the fairest of the fair game, right? You literally are going to a rinky-dink massage parlor?
Yeah, like in a strip mall.
Yes, in a strip mall in West Palm? And you expected that to stay a secret? Are you a fucking nudnik, Robert Kraft? Come on, man. Listen, that is the fairest of fair game. I don't care if you're Joe Schmo, my neighbor, or you're Robert fucking Kraft, owner of the Patriots. If you're going to a Jack Shack in a strip mall, that is fair game.
It is.
I go to my neighbor next door and, yeah, I say, hey, I saw you walking out a hot cock Asian massage the other day. How is the hot stone massage there? I'm thinking about getting one. I sent your wife a text this. Hey, hey, is that Joe? Barbecue this weekend? I saw Joe. I mean, that is the...
So good to see Joe.
So good
out
to see
the other
Joe.
Day.
Yeah. So good to see Joe out
doing
and about.
Some self-care.
Yeah. Look at Joe. Yeah. Joe just invited me for his massage, couldn't make it, but drove by and saw his car. Hot stone Asian massage. I mean, you are Robert Kraft. You can afford to have the most beautiful dial-a-date ever,
yes,
show up at whichever apartment,
exactly,
you of the 5,000 that you own.
No.
Right?
No.
And it's probably in some penthouse somewhere. I mean, you probably own, Robert Kraft probably owns a property in 72 different cities.
Oh, yeah.
He could have literally taken a private jet to Italy and hired the most incredible high-end call girl to come to his front door and then paid her to never say anything. You know who does that also? Donald Trump. And so he could go and do that, and no one would be the wiser. No one.
Exactly.
Okay, hot girl showed up to Robert Kraft's front door. Who cares? But you walk out of hot cock Asian massage, you, something's wrong.
I know. I remember reading that story. I was like, what?
Me too. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. I was like, no, no way.
Was there like a raid? I think there was a
raid. Yeah, there was a raid.
And he got swept up.
Mr. Kraft, come on, your hands up and your pants down. This is the West Palm Police. We have nothing better to do. This is the third time this week we've been to Hot Cockies and Massage.
And Robert comes out and they said he got a blowjob. He was,
yeah,
getting blowjobs or something.
Yeah.
Hey.
So crazy.
Listen, get a blowjob. Okay. If,
right,
that's, if your wife doesn't care, cool, dude.
No.
Cool. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You think you would be a little bit more discreet.
You would think you would be any discreet, not more discreet, a discreet, at all discreet. You would think. You would thunk.
You would think.
But no, Robert Kraft is literally trolling the Walmart parking lot for an Asian massage house. I go to a store the other day. My wife says, go get something for me. I go to the store. It's like this Lidl, right? You know what Lidl is?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, like so, the Aldi.
Yeah, like the Aldi. Yeah. So she says, go to this Lidl. It's, you know, whatever. We're buying
L-I-D-L.
Diapers. L-I-D-L.
Yeah.
And in this strip mall, I had to go to another shop that was... So I just walked. I walked from the Lidl over to the end of the strip mall.
Yeah.
And so I'm walking... And there is a new place, and it's called Hot Stone Massage. And it's got a picture of two beautiful women laying face down with the stones on their back. And, you know, one boob is like, you know, they're smushed boobs because uh-huh. they're laying down. And you can almost see the nipple, right? It's like everything is implied, but it's certainly there. And so I said to myself, I need to just for show research, I need to go in there because there's a menu board that yeah. I can see in. There's these weird curtains. Blinds, like the kind of blinds you buy for your house, right? Not the kind of blinds that commercial retail stores use.
Yes.
But like the crinkly tin blinds
that you have.
Are just all the way down to the floor, except for the front door that's glass. And it says open. It always says open.
It always says open.
Yeah, but that's not the one I'm usually talking about. This is a different one altogether. But anyway, so I'm like, I walk by the door. I can see that there's a menu board, like a lunch menu board that you would put out in front of a restaurant that's sitting there on the floor. There's no desk. It's like a restaurant hostess stand that's right there, right? And so I go, as I'm walking by, I look in. I see the menu board, but I can't quite read it. I see the host desk. And then I see there's like these beads. You know the beads where you walk in and out
the
of a door?
Curtain.
The bead curtains mm-hmm. where you get, you know, you've seen it in the 70s movies.
Yes.
On each side of the hostess stand. So I'm like, okay, Brian, you have to get
you
some balls,
to.
Walk in and read that menu board. You have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I go in.
Hey, open welcome to the neighborhood.
No one was there. No one greeted me. I walk in, ding dong, you know?
Uh-huh.
There's music playing. There's like two little waterfalls, you know, the fake kind of waterfalls that you buy at Kmart. I don't even know. And I'm reading the menu board, and it's like hot stone massage, hot oil massage,
mm-hmm.
full body rub. It didn't even say massage. It said full body rub. And then on the bottom, it says, ask for our other service.
It did.
It said, ask about our other services. And I was like, no fucking way. No fucking way are they this ballsy. But I was in there for maybe 30 seconds just to read the menu board. And I got what it was all about. I'm not saying that that's what's going on there. I'm saying that's probably what's going on there. Okay. I don't
it's
know for sure. Yeah. I didn't go in and like ask for the other services.
I think you need to go further in your research for the show.
Well, I don't think my wife would appreciate that. But if it's for show, listen, if it'll help this show make money, I actually think she will be for it. Let me talk to her.
Yes.
So I walk in and I walk out. I'm telling you right now, maybe it is, maybe it's not. And I'm sure you can get a legitimate massage there. I'm sure of it. But probably not. You're probably going in. But here's my point. If my car was parked out in front of one of those places and anybody knew my car, then they would know that I was there at the hot stone massage place that is completely nebulous. Has no other advertising except for a big picture of women's boobs and ask for other services is on the menu board. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So if Robert Kraft thought, apparently he got a little touchy about this, but if Robert and Tom Brady did too.
Really?
Yes.
On the roast?
Yeah. They both were like said something to the comedian who made the joke. Like as he was walking by, they apparently
That's
pulled him
full
down.
That's fair game.
That is way fair game. And someone else, some other joke, I can't remember the Shane Gillis, who said it, said they were asked not to say something about that. You got to be fucking kidding me.
I know.
Maybe it was Jeff Ross himself. You got to be fucking kidding me that you have to ask comedians not to take that. That was big news for at least 3 weeks. You want to know why? Because Robert Kraft, an 86-year-old Patriots owner, is getting a jack from a Jack Shack and not from a high-end call girl who comes to his house.
I know.
So stupid. All right, let's take a break, and we'll be back.
I know you're already on your phone, so pull up Instagram and follow us at The Commercial Break, and then follow us on TikTok at TCB Podcast. Done? Perfect. Thank you. Since you're at the ready, why not text us hello at 212-433-3TCB? Or if you've got some drama in your life, a little fun story, or anything really, we're desperate for content. Call and leave us a message at 212-433-3TCB. And don't forget to check out tcbpodcast.com because that's got it all. Speaking of having it all, let's listen to our fabulous sponsors and get back to the commercial break.
All right. So I went to Charlotte this weekend. I told you that.
Yes.
I went to Charlotte this weekend. And I got to share an observation. I'll just put this as an observation. So we're staying down in the, like, or up in the Uptown District.
Uh-huh.
Where they have all of the big buildings and the banking center. You know, Charlotte is known for being a
banking
ground zero for banking. Wells Fargo, Truist, Bank of America. Mm-hmm. They're all headquartered there. And they have big data centers there and all this other stuff. So it's a big banking town. Therefore, there's a lot of money probably in this town, I've got to imagine. So we're staying across from one of the arenas. It seems like they have a lot of arenas and theaters and stadiums there, don't they? There's like six or seven within a four-block radius. It's really kind of strange, of varying sizes and degrees. And they only have one professional team they have two professional teams. They have a hockey team? They do have a hockey team, I think.
Do they?
A hockey team and a football team.
Yeah,
they don't have
football.
A baseball team. And, oh, I guess they have a basketball team, don't they? The Wizards?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. I don't really know. Don't worry about it. Don't call me. Text me. Yeah, stop it. I'll figure it out after the show. Leave me alone. I'm supposed to do research before the show. I get all of that. I can hear people texting in right now. Okay, but anyway, they have all these different arenas and theaters and all this other stuff. So we're staying next to one of the arenas.
Mm-hmm.
So we go out to eat. And we get stuck in traffic the second we leave this hotel. And I'm like, fuck, it's Saturday afternoon. What the fuck? Why is there so much traffic? And I see a lot, and I mean a lot, of older folks walking with, you know, drinks in their hand, generally married, crossing the street, you know, all this, people getting out of Ubers to go into this theater. But it doesn't say outside that theater exactly what's going on in the theater. So I was like, oh, maybe there's like a show or something that people are going to. But what? Hey, this must be Frankie Valli or something. Like, who's what's the average age of the people that are going in there? It's like 70, you know? I thought to myself, why are all these people all excited? People are wearing, you know, these signs that say, I love you. And they're carrying signs in. Who is this? Who are they so excited to see? And I learn that it's Heart who they're excited to see.
Okay. Heart, yeah, the band.
Heart. No doubt Hart is talented. No doubt. And I understand that Hart is a kind of an iconic female rock band in a time when only males dominated rock and roll, and that a lot of women look up to them as kind of like...
Yeah, I love Hart.
Yeah. So I'm not saying anything bad about Hart. Not my favorite band in the world. I just don't find a lot of their music pleasing to my ear, but that's neither here nor there. But one of the things that I noticed was a gentleman outside. He had a wagon. He was carrying a wagon, and he had a dog in the back of the wagon, and the dog had a Heart shirt on.
Oh, okay.
And the guy was carrying a sign that said, Jesus against Heart. Like, but he had a Heart drawn out, right? It says, Jesus against Heart. And I thought, wow, that's rather strange, but okay. So the next morning, I get up to go get my coffee, and I got to find the local coffee shop, and then I'm walking, you know, about a half a mile to go get this coffee, and it's 7:45 in the morning. It's rather early.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of people on the street except for the people who probably should have gone to bed already, you know?
Uh-huh.
A lot of people straggling, few people straggling around. Most of them look hungover, drunk, dehomed, or whatever. But on the corner of one of these streets is the guy with his dog and the sign, Jesus against Heart.
He was still out there.
And he's got an amplifier and a microphone. Mm. And he's giving a sermon to nobody.
Yeah.
Because there is nobody out there. None. But I'm game, right? Okay. I just had a sip of coffee. I'm game. Why not? Let's see what this guy has to say. So I'm strategically standing probably about 100 feet away from him, and I'm just sipping my coffee as if I'm just, you know, going for my morning stroll or whatever. I got my headphones in, so if he approaches me, I can say, sorry, on a call.
Exactly.
I'm on a call, right? No, I'm not on a call. And I can hear this guy saying that he was explaining that at one time, Hart, the two women in Hart, were angels, and they fell from the heavens down to earth to bring the satanic music of Hart to the masses under a name that sounds angelic but is not angelic. And I was like, wow. He had this whole spiel, Chris. He probably went on for about 3 or 4 minutes. He had this whole spiel about how Hart were angels, and now they're Satan, and they're bringing the, and they're infiltrating the masses. This is how God is going to destroy this world because of Hart and their rock and roll music with their shaky booties and their big tits. And okay, let me tell you something. I was thinking to myself, if God is going to destroy the world in 2024, let's make the assumption there is God. Then let's make the assumption that 2024 is the year that the world will be destroyed. Would he really pick Hart to be the deliverer? I mean, you know, would Hart be the nemesis? Really? Is Hart going to get to the masses like they are? Because last time I checked, Hart is not on every turn of my Instagram reel. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's Taylor fucking Swift. It's Ariana Grande. It's Olivia Rodrigo. It's, you know, it's Bad Bunny. It ain't not Hart. Because the average age of a Hart listener is 97. I mean, I don't think there's any fear that the Hart listeners are going to stand up and cause destruction in this world.
That's wild.
They've got knee problems. They can't even run fast.
I wonder if he like tailors that for different bands or if he just specifically was focused on Hart.
Man, did he really seem into Hart. I just got to say that. Like, he really seemed like he had this whole Hart thing
and
nailed.
And the dog with the
shirt. With the Hart shirt on. And it was a 2024 tour t-shirt. Where did he get it? Did someone donate it to him? Did he buy it with church funds? The best part is the guy's got a tip jar sitting out there too. And I was like, whoa, who's going to pay for this? Who's paying for this guy to talk? I am telling you. But here's the best part about this scene that I captured just for 5 minutes. The best part about the scene is after 3 minutes, 4 minutes of rapping about Hart and how they had, you know, fallen angels and all this other stuff, some gentleman who may or may not have a home walked across the street, and he's standing there and he's like, yeah, man, yeah, Satan be fucking with all of us. I was like, well, there you go.
He reached someone.
Yes. That sums up 2024 in a nutshell. There you go.
Wow.
Hart is the satanic message that all the, I guess, sleepy Satan, like the Satan sleeper cell has been waiting to wake up, is coming through Hart. and this guy agrees. He's even reaching. He reached one guy.
He got to somebody.
Well, I mean, my biggest question was, did you actually go to the concert? I wanted to say, did you want to go to the concert? But I was nervous I would get involved in a whole conversation. Yeah. I have, you know, children to feed and stuff. I can't be standing in a corner in Charlotte with a guy with a wagon.
Astrid looks out the window from the room and sees you down.
And me and this guy are like hugging and handshaking. What's up, brother? Not much. Yeah, I agree with you. Hart is where it's going from. I just don't know. That's interesting. Just don't know.
Some of those people do like to get out and shout things outside of events.
Here's a weird thing about Charlotte. There's this whole uptown district, and I've been to Charlotte a number of times, but this is my first time back in probably a decade. Mm-hmm. It's probably been a decade since I actually was in town, not just driving through or stopping to get gas or something. Uptown, it's a lovely part of Charlotte. It's the business district. It's lovely. And they have it's very green like Atlanta is, and they have these green spaces. They have this one place called The Green. That's what it's called. Mm. And it's like an open air park. It's not particularly big, but it's beautiful. And the kids were playing there.
Nice.
And around this district, there were, I'm going to say five or six, right around this green area, five or six different churches or preachers or whatever you call them, standing around giving their sermons.
Really?
Yes. And handing out their pamphlets. You see this everywhere you go, right? Have you heard about Jesus, the Latter-day Saints, you know, the Methodist Church, the Baptist Church? And there were, at every one of these little stands, that's what I can call them, little stops, little areas where these people were preaching and handing out materials, there were people standing there listening to them. Mm-hmm. And admittedly, it was a few. It was two or three. But there were people standing there listening to them. And I thought, most of the cities you go to and you see these kind of people, you know, proselytizing out in the public, there's usually no one there. It's just them shouting into the void.
Yeah.
But in Charlotte, they seem to have a captive audience.
Yeah.
And I couldn't understand why. Maybe it's because, I don't know, we're in the Bible Belt and people pay attention to that kind of stuff. Maybe it's because they had a message. Yeah, maybe it's because they had a message that people liked. I don't know. I wasn't particularly into it, but that's okay. And one of my kids goes, "Daddy, what are they talking about?" And I go, "Banking." That's what I said. I go, "Banking. It's adult stuff. You're not going to be interested. I promise you. Let's just keep on walking. Daddy doesn't have time for this shit. Let's keep on walking." All right.
Heart.
And we're poor back. Poor heart. That's it. And then, like, out of like a morbid, a curiosity, the next, after I saw that guy, when we were eating breakfast, I Googled, YouTube searched Heart Charlotte 2024, mm-hmm. just to see what the show was all about. And that lady, Annie, what's her name?
Yeah.
Annie, whatever it is.
Well, I think is it Nancy and...
Nancy and Annie,
I think. And Anne, yeah.
Yeah, and Anne, or Little Boat Annie or something. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know enough about Heart. But I saw them, you know, somebody captured a video of them playing their famous song.
Yeah.
That one that everybody knows. And I'm telling you what, they could still sing and play guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And if you could fill a Coliseum like that, you're making much more money than we are right here on the commercial break. So
they're not in the shadows.
Yeah, big props. And to your, and 70-year-olds can pay for it. That's the thing. That's a perfect audience because they have a lot of expendable income. You know what I'm saying? Look at those fucking Eagles. They've been touring for 50 years since they turned 50. And every year it's sold out and everybody's going ever.
I know.
I mean, that's it. That's the way to do it. That's the way you and I are going to be doing it probably. The almost, our almost final concert tour. Like Aerosmith.
Yeah.
Aerosmith, that almost final concert tour. I actually think it might be time for Aerosmith to hang up
their
shoes.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, I think Steven needs to go back to his Percocet or whatever he's doing. All right, here's what you do. You go to our website, tcbpodcast.com. All the information about the show, the audio, the video is right there at one location. You can also get a free TCB sticker, bumper sticker. All you have to do is hit the Contact Us button. The little drop-down menu says, "I want my free sticker." Give us your physical address and we'll send it off to you. No muss, no fuss. We're happy to do it. Happy to do it. Just write Ted Sarandos, ted@netflix.com. Let him know that you want the commercial break to MC next year's Netflix is a Joke tour from behind a curtain.
while they're performing.
While they're performing with a mute button. Add the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak. And remember to dial us up, 212-433-3TCB. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
But I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
I'll say best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.